A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Shalini the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Our One More Thing is a guest, Domino, here on the program.
That's true.
He's coming to town August the 3rd. Hardy Gras coming back, all killer, no filler. Brett Michaels, friend of the program, and joining us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker Line. Brett, always good having you on. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. You guys get me fired up. It's like when you're going into the ring for the big fight. You got me. Every time I hear you, you get me fired up. I'm a sports fanatic that loves my rock and roll and just looking forward to coming back August 3rd.
So the show was great. We had a chance to say hello and thank you very much. You guys treated my family and the people that we had with us fantastically. So congratulations to you and your group. When you do something like that and people that travel with you say, hey, man, this was a great time. How easy is it for you to pick up the phone and then get the next round of this group going out?
So first of all, thank you for your awesome words. And we had a great time last year. And thanks to you. And I got to meet you and the family and friends. And hopefully you had as great a time as we did, because Atlanta was insane. That was a good party. And here's what happens. We go out there. I've been friends with all the people touring with me for a long time. And I call them up and I said, look, this is what I'd like to do. A night of all killer hits, no filler. I said, it's seamless, it's fun, but I said, the biggest thing is that just know that this party grawl is meant to be a celebration. The fans, the bands, and the music. Let's treat people great. And most importantly as well, backstage, everything, no egos, just come out and have fun. And as you experienced last year, that's what it is. I think that the fans, all three generations, really sense the sincerity of that. And it doesn't hurt that they're all killer hits one right after the other.
And I think that's what people want to hear. Brett Michaels with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker Line. I'm not going to mention the performer's name, but went to see this performer a few years ago, and he was doing all blues covers. It was a situation where he wasn't playing the songs that he was famous for and the people wanted to hear. It's the polar opposite when you talk about what you guys do when you get together.
Absolutely. And again, I say this because I put together the Party Girl as a fan of music. I'm a fan then, I'm a fan now. And to bring out people, I mean, think about this. This year we opened the show with Don Felder of the Eagles. This is the co-writer of Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, Take It Easy, One of These Nights. It's an unbelievable start to the evening. And then I just finished CMT Crossroads with my good friend Chris Jansen. He's hitting with Buy Me a Boat. He has a number one single as we speak today called All I Need Is You. We did that together on the CMT Crossroads. And then he joins me later in the night to do Mama Don't Dance. And we do a dueling harmonica solo. We do a competitive back and forth, and it's amazing. On Mama Don't Dance. And then Dee Snider of Twisted Sister hits with all of his hits. And now the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominated Lou Gramm comes out, and in the middle of my set, we knock out three or four of his biggest hits.
You just got both of our eyes open. Four eyebrows just hit the ceiling, because I don't think we knew that Lou Gramm was a part of this.
They gave us some copy. I didn't know the original lead singer of Foreigner was a part of the tour.
He is, and he's been a friend. I took him to Rock Island. We opened up the year in Key West at the Party Girl Festival in Rock Island and down in Key West. And I did the same thing. I brought him out as a surprise, and he was our surprise guest. He's been a friend a long time, and he nails it. I mean, not only that, he's the nicest guy in the world, but he just comes up there, and he sounds the same. His voice is incredible. We start out with Cold as Ice, Hot Blooded, Double Vision, Jukebox Hero. You know, it just, it's awesome.
So here, I don't want to miss a headline. You said you did a CMT Crossroads. I actually went to a taping of one. That must mean that Chris Jansen must have named you specifically, or the band specifically, as somebody that influenced them. That usually is how these work, is it not?
That's exactly what happened. So Chris's first song he ever learned to play is Talk Dirty to Me. And he said, I have to come on stage and sing the second verse, and then we do the rest of the harmonies. And that's exactly how it went down. We were like two brothers that grew up together, two best friends from a small town. And he's like Mick Jagger of country. It's really incredible to watch him because he has this unique energy and just incredible big hit country songs like Fix a Drink, Buy Me a Boat's on my party mixtape. I play it. Last year was one of the songs I played while the fans were coming into the building. We mixed it up with a DJ. We had Buy Me a Boat and mixed that with Metallica and AC/DC and some good pop, and just a good day for me and for the fans.
I didn't get a chance to ask you that night. And listen, when you play in 18,000 seat arenas, closed arenas, when you play in buildings that are bigger closed, is there anything better though than an outdoor concert when you can see all the way back and they throw the lights on and you see the lawn? There's a different vibe. Nice spring night, nice summer night. Is it not different than playing an indoor? This feels to me, whenever I go to an outdoor venue, it's much more social.
It is the best feeling in the world, especially summertime. I know this one's on a Saturday, August 3rd. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's an outdoor vibe. And here's what I do. I literally bring with me in the crew, not only my crew that's up on stage and the local crew, but we also bring people with us that meet people at the door. They're handing out Mardi Gras beads and Party Gras beads, bandanas, guitar picks, just telling people we're grateful for them being at the show. And it really sets that tone of a good summer night. You look out, the place is slam packed, the lawn, people are partying, having a great time. And after what we've been through, in my opinion, the world over the last 3 or 4 years, it's just good to see everyone out there, one big family. It's like I always say this, Party Gras is like a backyard barbecue, and eventually a concert breaks out.
So, I know you don't want to toot your own horn this way, but can you talk a little bit about a charity and what it is that you guys have also earmarked as well when you go out?
Yeah, here's what I do with my Life Rocks Foundation. For anyone to look this up, a complete nonprofit, dollar in, dollar out. I set it up because I'm a type 1 diabetic, and as a kid, I learned this from my mom and dad, right? My father's a veteran. So what happened is we do these big things for diabetes, for childhood cancer. Then a lot of the money goes to what we call vets and pets. As the son of a veteran, we bring our veterans on stage, and we just thank them for the freedoms we're afforded, the awesome freedoms we're afforded for the men and women and their families to put so much in. And then, like I said, I save and rescue and adopt a lot of animals, especially dogs. And so we even have a little Brett Jr. May come running out on the stage with us that night at Ameris.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Brett Michaels is with us, like we said, coming to town, Ameris Bank Amphitheater, August the 3rd, as you said, to start the conversation. And if people don't know, you're a huge sports fan. So what would Brett Michaels have done to start overtime? Would you have kicked off if you won the toss or the ball like Kyle Shanahan did?
You know what? Here, in my opinion, I'm going to take the ball. I know everyone says to wait. Everyone says wait, see what they do, see what you need to do to make the, you know, in other words, whether, you know, you're going for the three or going for the touchdown. I personally want to get that ball, take my energy and just that fired up energy and just go down there and drive to score.
I know you've been busy. Do you know the name Arthur Smith?
Tell me a little more. So, give me a little more info.
Head coach, former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I know you're a Pittsburgh guy. He's your new offensive coordinator. He's going to be the guy probably up in the booth telling Mike Tomlin what he wants to do on offense. I'm going to tell you, take a get ready pill because there are going to be days where you're going to be aggravated.
I'm going to do this. As I grew up in Pittsburgh, right down, I was a Yinzer. I have a direct line between Mike and Mike Tomlin and Jay Glazer. Right. His son, Mason, is coming out to do some EDM openings and DJ for some of the Party Girl shows. His son's a great musician, Mike's son. And I'm going to have that discussion because I'm a believer. I'm one of those guys that believes I may get frustrated. But again, I say this, you can call all the plays in the world, but you got to execute. You got to have that willpower to get it done, to want to win. You just got to be 1% better than your opponent. That's it.
Yeah. Well, Mike made the hire. And if you trust Mike, then you must trust the hire. And I agree.
In his defense, Arthur Smith was a pretty good coordinator when he was with Tennessee, a head coach.
I'm just telling you, there are going to be days where I don't know if you're a thrower. I don't know if you just... The TV is going to pay a price at some point, but it's going to feel that way some days.
You know what? But I'm going to say this. You're probably correct. I'm a believer in Mike. I like Mike as a human being. I like Mike as a coach. He's a winning coach. He inspires his players. And yet there's probably going to be a few times when I was a kid, even my father, we had to buy those. You know, the referees. Because the Steelers never made a mistake. It was always a bad call from the refs.
Of course.
We all know that. It's never the team's fault.
Except that Franco Harris. Except that Franco Harris thing. That went your way.
We had those, you know, the referees where they were Velcroed and you could rip an arm off or a leg and throw them. There was a lot of, in our wood paneling, there may have been a few bumps and knocks and a few holes.
All right. Explain to everybody what it's like to be a Pittsburgh icon, Lemieux, Stargell, guys like that. Talk about the reverence.
Like when they come back.
Or just the idea that it's passed down. Like you wouldn't have seen Clemente play, but I guarantee you when you're...
I saw Roberto Clemente play. I went when I was a kid. I'm not making this up. I saw Stargell play, Al Oliver. I'm going back to Manny Sanguian. Mm-hmm. I'm saying when I say I come from a family of sports fanatics, I'm not making this up. Like, we went down to Three Rivers. We would get to see the Pirates play this year. I'm raising the Jolly Roger. I know the Braves are great. I'm never going to lie. The Braves are great. I'm a believer. I got to go in the batting cage, you know, and hit some balls. You know, with McCutcheon, he hit some out of the park. And I'm telling you, I got to see them all play. And to have that in the blood, coming from a very blue-collar town, right? Remember, my dad's a vet, worked at Armco Steel. And this is good for the city, for a city like Pittsburgh to win. It's good. It goes beyond sports to bringing us together as a city. And it really helped us a lot when we were going through some changes, and it was a lot of financial depression in the city. It really helped to keep us together.
I don't think people think of it quickly enough, Titletown and everything else that sort of came about. But when you're an icon in Pittsburgh, you know, that's multi-generational. That is, you are there forever on the
As you said, it's in your blood.
Yeah.
It's in the blood. It's in the blood. It's in the DNA. And I think, again, you've got a lot of great people, and you got a tough, hardworking, blue-collar town, and it just is good. It's good for the soul to have a winning team. And, we're going to the Penguins, Pitt in the years. You're looking at the Steelers. and the Buccos. It's good.
All right. Who do you want on the tour next year? If you had carte blanche, who would you like to get on this tour with you?
Well, I'm grateful for the first year when we had Night Ranger and Mark McGrath and Steve from Journey and Starship. This year, I need to say this, I couldn't be more grateful. I mean, Don Felder of the Eagles. I mean, come on. Lou Graham, you know, from Foreigner. Dee Snider, one of my best friends. We're both born on the same day, March 15th. Chris Jansen. And I'm going to focus. Can I do this? I'm going to focus on this year. Have a great time, and then next year we're going to have this conversation when we're talking about the lineup.
Do you have a little mental list, though, of one or two people that you go, damn, that could be fun, or I know them well enough to know that I've never toured with them, that could be fun?
I'm just throwing out a couple names, you know, Mick Jagger, maybe Robert Plant. I'm just saying little Jimmy Page coming up there. He rocked with me at the in Reno, Nevada at the Lawler Event Arena. It was great. I'm just throwing out a couple light names.
Yeah.
You know. We'll see if maybe Tyler and Perry want to come up, throw down a little bit on the stage.
A man can dream, can he? Brett Michaels, it's always great having you.
A man's got a dream.
Yeah, man, if you don't have dreams, you got nothing. August the 3rd, Party Gras going to be in town. We'll be a part of it, and hopefully we can get you in studio as it gets a little bit closer.
We've talked about this. Let's make it a plan, because we could have a day. We would have a great time.
You want to go to a Braves game? I don't know if you know, the guy down in the end of the hall.
I'll go.
We got a guy down in the end of the hall. He's got really good seats. He's got Brett Michaels seats.
Real good seats.
I'm going to the game, we went down there into the batting cage. I got to throw baseball on the field when we played the stadium there. That was a good day, and the Braves are good. The Braves are great.
Well,
they're tough to beat.
Let's make it happen. When you come through town, we'll put it all together.
Sounds great. I appreciate both of you. Thank you, and I can't wait to see you and your families out there and all your listeners. We're going to take good care of them, and, of course, our veterans, our men and women that serve this country in Iraq, and we're going to make it a big party.
All right, Brett Michaels, always a pleasure having you on. August the 3rd, we'll see you, though, much before that date happens and you hit the stage.
Absolutely, man. Thank you again. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brett.
You got it. Brett Michaels, August the 3rd, the Party Gras is coming to town.
Lou Graham.
Now I got to be there.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.